Came here, I thought it'd be good to give a brief testimony of how I came to trust in the Lord, and then I'll say something about how the Lord has demonstrated his love to me since then, particularly through this church. So back in 2004, I was living in Marston with my then wife Jess, my daughter and my two stepdaughters. At that time, I was at a low ebb. I was depressed, out of work, and most evenings I would drink to try and block out how I was feeling. Around this time, Jess started going along to MNC after getting to know Hamara at the preschool. This was around the time the church would have been planted. And they were meeting at a family home at the other end of Marston. Jess started going along, and over the weeks, she kept asking me to come with her each Sunday. After declining a couple of times, I decided to go along, more out of curiosity than anything at the time. I can remember thinking, this is a bit strange. Small group of Christians meeting in someone's conservatory. Despite not taking in any of what was preached that day, I do remember being struck by the warm welcome and the genuine interest and concern that was shown towards me, something I'd never observed in a church before. I don't think I came back straight away, but I did return intermittently. One of these occasions, perhaps the third or fourth time, I heard something in the preaching that really spoke to me because of how hopeless I was feeling at the time. David was preaching from Ecclesiastes. Meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless, etc. Not necessarily the first passage of scripture you might think that God would use to begin opening someone's eyes to his truth. But as David went on to say that life was meaningless without reference to God, or something along those lines, I started to think that I needed to know more. Over the following months, I started to come along more regularly on Sunday mornings, and I was encouraged to read the Bible, which I did. Before this time, I had very little interest in reading anything other than the sports pages in the newspapers. But suddenly I had this desire to read God's word, and he must have put that desire in me. I would read it in the evenings when the kids were in bed. And as I did, I found that I wasn't drinking as much, and I was really enjoying reading the Bible. And this obviously threw up a lot of different questions. So I started to meet with David, I think it was every week at one point. And we look at the Bible together and go through these questions. And that was a time of really taking in a lot of new things which I'd never come across before. I think it was early 2005, I decided I wanted to give my life to the Lord. And this was after I'd read a book by John Blanchard, which David lent me, called Will the Real Jesus Stand Up? And it really challenged me. It showed me from the Bible that without Jesus as my saviour, I was on my way to an eternity in hell, which I fully deserved because of my sin and rebellion against God. Subsequently, after this, I decided to get baptised and to give my life to the Lord. Giving my life to the Lord, it gave me a great sense of peace. And My depression started to lift. I started to feel that life was no longer meaningless. And God put a desire in my heart to find work. And I soon began some part-time voluntary work for a Christian charity based in Oxford. I did this for about a year. And during that time, I started to apply for full-time paid work. I was unsuccessful with a couple of interviews. I then applied for a job as a student pharmacy technician, which sounded good in that it was an apprenticeship-style job where I could work and get a qualification. Given that my GCSE grades were below what was required for that job, I wasn't that optimistic that I'd get it. But I thought I'd give it a shot, so I applied. Much to my amazement, I got an interview, and a couple of days after that, I was offered the job. And I can only praise God for such provision. Not long before this, God had answered prayer about our housing situation too. We've been living in temporary accommodation on Purcell Road here in Marston, probably for about 4 or 5 years. But the council wanted to move us to Cowley permanently. We held off for a while as we tried to find a private let in Marston, which would be willing to accept housing benefit. And it seemed that we'd exhausted all the possible options and no one was willing to take us on. Just when we were thinking of accepting what the council had offered us in Cowley, a house was put up for let around the corner. And on first asking, the landlord said he'd accept housing benefit. Praise God, we were able to stay in Marston. At that time, I know that those in this church had prayed a lot that we would be able to stay in Marston. So, moving on. And as many of you will know, there have been some tough times for me since then. Briefly, most notably back in 2008, I ended up in intensive care after a routine operation went wrong. It was touch and go, but thankfully God preserved my life and healed me. Then in 2010, my marriage fell apart. It'd been a difficult marriage and probably would have ended sooner had we both not become Christians. But we were going through a rocky period, and sadly Jess gradually stopped coming to the church. Not long after we separated, she moved away from Oxford with the children and her new partner. As you might imagine, these were incredibly difficult times. But somehow, God used them to draw me closer to him and to have a greater sense of his love for me. It's difficult to put into words, but it felt as though he was saying to me, I know you are suffering, but I love you and I haven't abandoned you and I'm right by your side. By God's grace, I reasoned to hold on to his promises. I had a list of Bible verses which I would read and reread during the most painful times. In particular, there were two from the book of Jeremiah which brought me great comfort. They are, you don't have to turn to them, but Jeremiah 17, verse 7 to 8. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought, and never fails to bear fruit. This was a real encouragement to me, because despite being in a situation where I felt perhaps the heat on me, the pain of everything that happened, I knew that from this promise, if I remain rooted in the Lord, I will be blessed and I would bear fruit. And then the other one is in chapter 29, verses 11 to 13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Again, if I remember correctly, I think this is given to the people of Israel around the time of the exile, possibly after the exile, where all so much had been taken away from them and they were in a strange and foreign land. And at the time, I felt so much had been taken away from me. But to hear the Lord saying that he has plans for me and plans to give me hope and a future is a wonderful promise to hold on to. And I would encourage anyone, when they go through difficult times, to cling to these promises in God's eternal word. Much of the love God showed me during these times was through those in this church. I want you to be encouraged by the love and concern and care you demonstrated towards me, and no doubt your prayers have meant a great deal to me, and I'm not sure how I would have got through those difficult times otherwise. I sense that it's going to be hard to find a church that has cared for me so well like you have here, but no doubt it will be also difficult to find one with such talented cake makers as there is here too. Just to finish off, key areas I would really appreciate prayer for. Firstly, in finding and settling into a church where I can serve and grow spiritually. Ongoing prayers for the children and my relationship with them. And also that I would adapt well and settle in Berkshire and build friendships after living in Oxford all my life. Thank you.